Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So my next one is a very famous quote, no pain, no gain.
Oh, I hate this one.
Yeah.
I understand the concept, but I don't like it because it says if you feel pain, you should keep going, and that's not always a good idea.
Right. Correct. You are correct. You should not keep going if there is sharp shooting pain, like stabbing, shearing pain, not good.
Right.
A little discomfort or fatigue, that's good. After following a workout, if you're feeling like, you know, something, you're a little uncomfortable, that's fine. You shouldn't feel so sore that it affects your daily functioning.
Right.
And I also feel that no reliable fitness tip should advocate true pain as part of its workout success.
Yeah.
So if you take a class and you hear an instructor saying, you know, feel the pain, feel the intensity. Yeah. No, that's not right. If it's burn and it feels the good kind of burn, then yes.
Yeah. You can tell the next day when it's good. You know,
right.
And you go, yeah, my muscles ache, but that's a good, it's a good thing. I can tell that I did some work yesterday. And that's a totally different feeling than when you have pulled a muscle or there's some serious pain.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there is a difference between being a little sore and being injured. And I think most people are smart human beings and they can tell if their body is hurt in a way that's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll know that it's right if you can't like perform your daily activities, like going to the bathroom. I mean, you should be able to do that.
That's right. Yeah. And your body is telling you something. I mean, pain is there for a reason. It's telling you to stop.
Right.
That really should be the number one. I mean, that has been around for so long and so many people have misunderstood the concept.
Right. My mother used to have a magnet of like a, I think it was like a pig working out, and on the pig's leotard, it said, no pain, no gain, and it was on our refrigerator. And that was what I had growing up. Like, what?
I love that. On the pig's leotard.
On the pig's leotard. Well, granted, it was the 1980s, and that's when like jazzercise was at its peak, I think.
Oh, man. I love that. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com/get show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.